This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Next Normal on Resource Centre. I'm Audrey Raj. In this new series, we explore the next normal in all things related to the world of business. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about allowing your staff to permanently work from home. Now, the COVID-19 lockdowns around the world have brought upon the realization that some of us don't really need to be in the office to get work done. Tech giants like Google and Twitter have led the charge in allowing their employees to work from home permanently. But can smaller businesses do the same? And is Malaysia ready for SMEs that operate remotely? Sales Candy seems to think so. So we got CEO Stanley Chi on the phone with us to talk about what it takes to successfully introduce company-wide remote working and how it's affecting productivity, morale, and their relationships with external parties.
So I'm Stanley, I'm the CEO and co-founder of Sales Candy. So Sales Candy is a lead management system. We sit in front of the CRM. We actually help route leads immediately to the salesperson and have our clients actually achieve a first real response time of 5 minutes.
Okay, Stanley, before we get started, let's just set the scene a little bit. What was work like pre-MCO at Sales Candy?
So how's work like pre-MCO? I would say we actually just moved to a new office in Q Central. And then all this while, we have been practicing actually 2 days work from home, even before the whole COVID ordeal. Mm. So it was actually a good investment for us that we actually started much earlier. So we have probably about a year of practice time before the COVID hits. Yeah. So we are actually a sales tech. We are a tech startup. We are about 3 years old now. Altogether, just a bit of context. So we have about 30 candyholics, that's what we call ourselves, working from 3 cities, KL, Manila, and Jakarta. So we deal mainly, like most of our team members are software developers. We also have a big team of customer success and, of course, the sales and marketing. So we are dealing with apps. We are dealing with system and software, our lead management system. So that allowed us to actually work 2 days from home per week before even the COVID.
Hmm. And what made the company decide to go full on permanent work from home?
I think during the March and April, that's when we actually see there's in terms of the sales cycle, actually there are some delay in sales cycle because of the uncertainty of the COVID, even though the inquiries is high. So we see that there's a need for us to actually reduce our expenses to extend our runway. So as a startup, we actually have a runway that we run off cash and we need to raise another round. We do see that the fundraising could be challenging in the next 12 to 24 months. So we actually preserve cash to extend our runway. So one of the things that we do is to actually go through every single expense item. And of course, office and the whole services and maintenance that evolve around having an office actually come up very high on the list.
Mm.
So going officeless actually saves us about 15,000 ringgit per month.
Yeah, and that's great savings,
yeah,
right?
A big number, yeah, which is a big number for a startup like us with 30 headcounts.
So I also understand that there was a survey done before the decision to go full on work from home.
Yep, we did that. We conduct a survey across all our 33 candyholics across 3 cities. And some of the findings are really interesting. In fact, some of them were kind of expected in terms of the results that we saw. But some of them actually give us a very interesting insight into this whole work from home.
So give us some insights into those insights.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing we did is probably about 10 questions. Plus minus, that we actually conducted this survey. And then the first thing we asked is in terms of productivity and also quality of work individually and from the point of view of a team, do you see that increase or decrease? So out of that 4 questions, we only have one result that actually say that it's slightly below before the whole work from home ordeal. And after diving deeper and talking to that candyholic, we found out that that has more to do with the MCO instead of work from home. So we have to also distinguish that what we have gone through for the past few months is not really some of the frustration that we face working from home has more to do with the MCO than the work from home. Example, having kids running around at home, that is not a feature of work from home per se, but it's a feature of the MCO that the school is closed. So in a normal work from home, we would expect the kids will be at school. Example. So I think when we dive down, I would say 100% after taking that incident out, we actually have 100% of candyholics believe that they are more productive and their team are more productive, and also the quality of work actually either stay the same or improve after working from home for full time.
Stanley, what factors did you have to consider when deciding to go full-on work from home? What was the thought process like? You know, what kind of things did you have to think about before deciding that this is something that Sales Candy can do?
I think it was, I mean, it's much easier now after we make the decision and let it sit for a few weeks and start taking follow-up action, like pre-terminating the contract and everything. But to be honest, when I was making that decision with my co-founder, it wasn't that easy. It was quite daunting because not many people do it. And what are the consequences? What are the impact like? So that's why we actually conduct surveys to get more information. I think some of the consideration include probably a requirement for address, like banks, for example, and also any other government agency that require us to have a physical address. So I think these are the things that we have considered. Secondly, is also what if there's a need for clients to visit us and things like that. So, and also how do we, for example, do we not tell the public about we are working from home, or do we shout about it? And obviously we chose to shout about it, getting on BFM and all this, because we think that it's good to be transparent, and actually we think that this will actually give us a more competitive edge moving forward as compared to having a physical office.
So that, of course, is one of the advantages, you know, going officeless at this point, and the cost-cutting factor as well. But are there other major advantages of, you know, going permanent work from home?
Absolutely. Other than just the expenses, definitely, even from the survey that we got. So one thing that actually surprised me is I have two of my full-time employees or contractor actually spend 6 hours per day commuting to and fro work. That means if they work 8 hours a day, quite close to the full working hours is actually spent on getting to office and getting back. And that surprised me. So I think one of the key feedback from the survey is that the time saved on commuting from the frustration of getting into traffic or public transport during peak hours. Yeah, so these are some of the immediate benefits that we see from going officeless.
What about concerns? What about the disadvantages? You know, what were your major concerns with making this decision?
So definitely, there's again, from the survey, the feedback we get is a small number of the candyholics actually did mention that their place is not conducive for a permanent work from home.
Right.
We do have city dwellers. We do have people that just come into a city, rent a room, and then go to office. So for those, they may have a retiree actually staying next room and watching TV whole day long, or a family with young kids next door. So these are things that I have not really considered, because for me at my home, like right now, this interview is being conducted and I'm working from home in my office room, which is aircon and very isolated, all for the purpose of working from home. So we see different environment in terms of working. The other thing is also the face-to-face time and also the camaraderie, the team bonding, team building. We do see that a good close to 5 out of 33 of our candyholics do prefer to work with a group of people, do prefer to have the energy feed from one another. So these are some of the feedback we got as well from the survey. So these are some of the challenges that we've probably consideration would be the more proper word. So these are some of the consideration in how do we, what else do we need to set up? What programs do we need to put together to actually support this group of candyholics? Or in other words, how can we make this permanent work remote more successful?
Okay, but what about productivity? Isn't that one of your main concerns as well? And how to ensure productivity when, you know, not being able to monitor your staff?
Yeah, so that's a very interesting topic because one of the things that I do when we were making this decision is to get this, I actually bought this book on Kindle. It's called Work Remote, Office Not Required. It's by these two partners of Basecamp, which is a global tech company. So they do permanent work remotely. So one of the things that point out that actually reinforce what I have in mind is that we always look at the clock in, clock out as a way to measure productivity. So once a while, I would have some of my business acquaintances or friends that visit my office. So they ask that same question even when we're doing just 2 days work from home. They say, how do you know they're working? So I just point to a colleague of mine, which is probably about 10 feet away, staring into he's staring at his laptop screen with a earphone on. And I ask him, do you know if he's working? And do you know if he's productive? Mm. To be honest, I couldn't tell. He's on some website. I wasn't sure whether he was researching for his work or was it for his next vacation. I'm not sure what was he listening to. I have no idea, to be honest. But the close proximity gives us a fake sense that we are in control. We are under monitoring. So I think working from home actually break that or decouple that and make us really focus on what do we do to measure productivity. So this is another journey that we actually embark on as we work from home. We are setting more KPI and accountability in place. So we have plot out a full accountability chart for every single role in the company already. As for KPI, we have the KPI for some of the easier to measure role, for example, sales and marketing. For more creative role, we are still figuring out ways to actually measure productivity. So, but the first part of the journey, I would say, is actually to decouple that monitoring. Sense of monitoring and quality control in terms of just they are in the office.
We're going to hit the pause button now for some quick messages. But when we come back, how Sales Candy's clients are dealing with the company's move to work from home, how the move is affecting leave, pay, allowances and morale at the company, and a whole lot more. The Next Normal will be right back on Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
This is The Next Normal with me, Audrey Raj. We're speaking with CEO of Sales Candy, Stanley Chi, about what it takes to successfully introduce and implement company-wide work from home like they have over these last few months following the onset of COVID-19. Stanley, I want to talk about your clients and businesses that have heavy client-facing requirements. How is this going to affect your dealings, your relationships, and process flow with your clients?
Oh, okay. So in terms of our sales or front-facing roles or candyholics, they do have to go visit the clients if needed, especially after the MCO or the lockdown, when they require face-to-face meeting, they would attend to the meetings. Just that they do not need to clock into the office. They'll go straight to the clients or prospect space place, have the meeting, and either go straight home or go to a Starbucks or any other coffee shop to do their work. It's totally up to them where they want to work.
Has there been a need to address the concerns coming from clients about your new working arrangement?
Yeah, so we actually conduct another survey towards our clients as well. So we handpick those clients that actually have at least a month of subscription with us before the MCO and also after. So we ask them actually to also rate in terms of our service level. And that survey is even more, I think that's even more encouraging because 100% of them say either our quality of response and the speed of response either stay the same or improve compared to before the MCO or the full work from home.
Right. Stanley, I understand that there's a work from home working hours structure that Sales Candy adopts. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so some of the interesting questions that I get asked a lot is that, so does that mean your staff can work anytime they like, however long they like, from everywhere and anywhere in the world?
Yeah.
So technically, how we look at the work from home is basically there's two elements of it. One is actually the flexibility of the venue or the location that you work from. The second is actually the flexibility of time. So even with that, we still have to set some parameters and a boundary, for example. So a full-time employment or a full-time work would be 40 hours per week. So that needs to be set. It's not like work from home, you can work 30 minutes and call it a week.
Mm.
So we work from home right now. There's also a concept that's called asynchronous collaboration versus synchronous versus asynchronous. So synchronous, that means we expect everyone to be working about the same time. And asynchronous, I mean non-synchronous, would mean that as long as you clock in your 40 hours per week, you could work anytime. If you prefer to work in the midnight, go ahead. So for us in Sales Candy right now, we're actually adopting the synchronous collaboration. That means we expect you to come in before as in you log into work before 10 a.m. and you put in your 8 honest hours. And we expect to be able to call you and we expect you to pick up the phone during that office hours, as opposed to non-synchronous or asynchronous. So right now we are doing the synchronous collaboration. So basically, we have a fixed time. However, you could work from anywhere. If you decide to take a long, let's say if you're not from Malaysia and you decide to go back to your home country for 2 months, as long as you can clock in those hours and overlap that to our time zone, you're fine. Mm. So for us right now, we achieve the flexibility of location of work. And probably, eventually, I mean, into the future, as we get better at what we are doing, hopefully we can even achieve the asynchronous collaboration. That means we'll have a full flexibility of time and location.
All right. So I guess the ultimate end game here is for your staff to be able to work anytime, anywhere. But I want to talk about taking leave. You know, how will you handle this? You know, and is leave part of the equation as well?
Yeah, so this is another thing that we practice. We actually practice unlimited annual leave, and this is even before COVID as well. So the whole idea is you have to churn in certain number of works. You just have to manage your leave yourself. Mm. So one of the things that actually enable us to go permanent work remotely is that we have been practicing this concept of accountability. So we don't really spoon feed our staff or our contractor. Basically, we just tell them these are things that need to be done. If you need to take leave, make sure all your meetings are handled. Taking leave. So I have been running business for the last probably close to 20 years. So at the very beginning, when I first run business, my way of management is, if someone applied for leave, the manager would make sure that, he's out of the meeting and would handle the rest of the things for him. So for now, we change. We turn the table around. We are like, okay, if you want to apply for a leave, go ahead. Make sure everything is handled. Make sure all the meeting that you need to be in, you inform the chairperson that you can be excused. You just have to hand it. So that is one of the accountability, because the accountability is actually with the individual. So for unlimited leave, one of the things that we figured is whenever people apply that report to me, apply leave, usually I just ask them, do you have any meeting? Do you have anyone expecting anything? Are there any deadlines? If no, I will approve. I will not check how many leave he has taken anyway. So at the end, we figured that this is more like just paperwork to us. So we decide to change that and just say, let's do unlimited leave as long as you can still turn in your numbers of your work, and also all the other things are managed.
Mm. I want to know, Stanley, if this new working arrangement is going to affect employees' pay in any way. And what about allowances as well?
Okay. So part of the survey that we conduct among or the candyholics, is that we actually ask them, what's your expense like after the one month of, we conduct this a month ago. So that's after 1 month of working from home. fully. We asked them what the expenses you think have additional expenses that have incurred, and also how much you have saved from not needing to commute. So the interesting part is we found out that there's only one reply out of 33 that say that actually they spend a bit more.
Mm.
So when I actually, again, for all this outlier, I actually talk to them and see and try to understand more. So what I figure is this candyholic in Indonesia is actually due to a special circumstances that he has to pay for the family expenses during the lockdown. So again, it's not so much related to work from home per se. We have two response that that actually say that they think it's pretty much the same, what they save from traveling, commuting, and what they have to expense for the electric bills and additional aircon bills, for example. But the interesting part is out of the 33 that we surveyed, 10% actually respond and say they save they save 400 ringgit and more per month from working from home permanently full time. Yeah. So in terms of expenses wise, individually we believe they are better off saving from all the parking fees. Like a parking in a KL Central area could cost about 300 to 400 ringgit per month already.
Right.
So there's no additional allowance per se for working from home. However, for those that do not have a conducive place to work at home, we do have a subsidy program that we let them actually sign up for a co-working space, and we subsidize about 100 ringgit per month.
Stanley, you know, earlier you were mentioning how some of your candyholics actually prefer to be able to work in a team and, you know, feed off that energy. And I think even for me, you know, and working at BFM with my team, there's always that value add of having your team around you and brainstorming and feeding off each other's ideas. And that is something that will be missed. And organizational development experts will also tell you that face-to-face time is really critical for some members of staff. What is your plan to still have this face-to-face time company-wide?
Yep, so this, I totally agree to that. I think that is probably one of the cons of having to work from home permanently without office. So what we did, or what I have put together we are going to roll this out in July onwards. So the plan that we have put together is actually we would have a quarterly team building that actually is mandatory for all candyholics. And this would be done face-to-face. It will happen in three cities. I mean, Jakarta, Manila, and also KL. And then we have some optional program like festive celebration, Chinese New Year, Ramadan. We also have some program that we would group different department candyholic together for them to share lunch physically and also to understand more about one another. So these are some of the programs that we put together. We also have quite a bit of a virtual program as well, including our quarterly town hall, monthly learning, one-on-one with co-founders. We also have some cashier program like monthly quiz. So some of this program is mandatory, but a lot of them are actually optional. So it depends on how much this particular individual need to see one another. So we actually give them the option. If you think that, well, actually I'm okay to just see the rest of the team every quarter, then just show up for the quarterly team building, which is compulsory anyway. And besides that, we also roll out a subsidies for your coffee bills if you decide to work with another candyholics during the week. So we have a small budget that they can tap on every month to claim if they have a Starbucks bill because they're working with another candyholic.
Mm.
So we also encourage that for those that need more face time with others.
Stanley, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Before I let you off the hook, do you have any advice for other business owners out there possibly mulling doing this as well? You know, what should they be considering when deciding to go full on work from home?
All right. Yeah, definitely. I think probably some of the things is having a rhythm for the company. Like I think daily huddles is something that very important for us. We have it sharp every day at a certain time. Every department will hold their own daily huddles. And in terms of HOD, that daily huddles would be chaired by me every morning for our case would be 9:30 every morning. And then probably I think to actually look into, I think more of them is of a mindset to really look into accountabilities and KPI instead of thinking that if they clock in and clock out at certain time, they are actually productive. So, and I think probably if I were to recommend a book, it would be the book that I've just read. It was from these two partners of Basecamp. Mm. And the book is called Work Remote, Office Not Required. So I think probably these are some of the items I will start with. And of course, as recommended in the book as well, one of the way is to actually start with a team or a small department. That you say, okay, for you guys, 3 months, work from home, done to see you in the office, and then see how that works out and whether they prefer to work from home permanently or they prefer to have an office. I think it's important to get the feedback because I will assume every company, every process may be very different.
Mm.
I'm glad we are privileged to be able to work from home being in the sector that we are in.
I've been speaking with Stanley Chi, CEO of Sales Candy. Now, if you missed out on any part of this conversation, the podcast of this interview will be up on our website, bfm.my, and the BFM app in just a few minutes. And while you're there, go check out our previous episode on work, the workforce, and the workplace, where we talk about things employers need to consider before reopening for business in the age of corona. The Next Normal will be back again same time next week on Resource Center to discuss how to stay ahead of the curve in this new business environment we find ourselves in. Till then, this is Audrey Raj for Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.